The gospel lesson from Matthew. He put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in the field. It is the smallest of seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make their nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like hidden treasure in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in its joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of a fine pearl. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. And when it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good in baskets, but threw out the bad. And so it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all this? Therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out all of his treasures, what is new and what is old. This is the gospel of grace. Thanks be to God.
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. These are the first words Jesus says in Galilee when he is beginning his ministry. The kingdom of heaven has come near. He's proclaiming himself as the very being of the kingdom of heaven. He is God's message, the word of God made into human flesh. Zach Lambert, pastor and author, calls Jesus God with skin on. Once Jesus begins his ministry, he goes about passionately preaching and teaching all about the kingdom of heaven. One writer describes this kingdom as the inbreaking, saving reign of God that was already happening through Jesus. Jesus was about the divine saving activity of creation and creature, calling all toward healing and wholeness, both now and in the future. But his words focus more on the now. He teaches his disciples to pray for the kingdom to come, for God's will to be done on earth, just as it is in heaven. And Jesus makes it clear he is searching for creators of this kingdom to join him. Recently, several of us from Broadway and some other friends joined in an online book study about Zach Lambert's book entitled Better Ways to Read the Bible. We were fortunate to have Zach join us for our last session. We spoke about how the good news of the gospel needs to be about the present, not just something for people to experience in some far-off eternity. Zach emphasized the importance of Jesus' parables to demonstrate the good news, such as the kingdom of heaven parables, where he says the kingdom of heaven is like someone who plants a mustard seed or mixes yeast with flour. He said Jesus didn't even need to follow these up with a sermon because the message was so captivating from these short parables. I laughed and shared with the group, "Well, this is the lectionary text I'm preaching from in a couple of weeks, and I've got some bad news for you. I will have to follow these parables up with a sermon." Jesus does speak profound truth through these parables. And we can be reminded that parables are more than just simple stories. Jesus uses metaphors and examples from everyday life to get the attention of those who are listening, to make them scratch their heads just a bit. They are meant to be disturbing and disruptive so that the hearer is challenged into questioning old meaning and even to be shocked into having to think about things differently. In these Kingdom of Heaven parables, Jesus does this with expertise. The Kingdom of Heaven, he says, is like a mustard seed that someone plants, and even though it is the smallest of seeds, it becomes a great shrub, and birds can nest in its branches. But mustard seeds were seen as obnoxious plants, warned against because they would overrun a person's garden. Yet Jesus says this small, maybe annoying seed can become something strong and purposeful. The Kingdom of Heaven is like yeast that a woman mixes with flour. But yeast was a symbol of something unclean or evil. But here Jesus says, when it's mixed with flour, it yields so much bread that it creates this surprising picture of extravagance. Jesus says the Kingdom of Heaven is like a treasure a man finds in a field, and then he sells all that he has to buy that field. The man has so much joy in accidentally coming across this treasure that he decides it's worthy of giving away everything to protect it. Jesus says the Kingdom of Heaven is like a merchant who searches and finds a pearl of great value and sells all that they have to buy it. The merchant seeks and seeks until what is found is so beautiful that they would give anything to obtain this one thing. He says the Kingdom of Heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, and the people catch fish of every kind. Galilean fishermen used long nets with weights, and they would drag them through the water to gather up as many fish as they could. The sorting of the good and the bad fish, that came later. But first, the fishermen needed to concentrate on the gathering. We can see that Jesus is turning ideas upside down, challenging people to think in different ways about what the kingdom can be and who it should include and what it is worth. But we can see something else too. The Kingdom of Heaven is like someone who does something. The Kingdom of Heaven is like someone who plants, is like someone who mixes, is like someone who finds, is like someone who searches. The Kingdom of Heaven is like some people who cast a net. Who is the someone? Who are the creators of this Kingdom of Heaven on earth that Jesus is talking about? I'll give you a hint. It's you. You are the someone. I am the someone. You are the creator of the Kingdom of Heaven each time you think differently about someone small or insignificant, or believe in the worth and purpose of a group of people who have been cast aside, then you become the sower of the mustard seed. You are the creator of God's vision on earth. Whenever you look beyond the limiting rules of what is considered clean or unclean, mixing together new perspectives and ideas to create something nourishing. When you contribute your gifts, even though you might not think you have much to contribute, or each time you foster collaboration, remembering that the whole is greater than the parts alone, then you become the woman mixing in the yeast. You are the builder of God's dream when you recognize a treasure, when you see it, when you advocate for those who should be protected, and you give of yourself to stand with them in solidarity. You are the kingdom of heaven when you seek and search for what God considers valuable, when you turn over stones and look into corners to unveil beauty that others have overlooked. Then you are the merchant who pays a great price to create the beloved community. We are the creators of God's hope for the world when we cast our net far and wide into the community, and we say, come and join us in this work. We need your diversity. We need help in finding beauty and variety, and then we can be the fishermen casting out the net. The kingdom of heaven isn't the net or the field or the yeast. It's the church. We are the current day disciples that Jesus is calling to be the new community. And the good news is, we're already doing this work. When you invest in a child's life, or put aside your judgment of someone's poor decisions in order to see God's image within them, when you strive to have integrity in your work, following the rules that create equity and fairness, when you welcome our neighbors who live in poverty into our community center and our sanctuary, when you consider the perspectives of those who think differently than you, then you are doing kingdom work. In our faithful everyday lives, we make numerous decisions, some big, some small, but in each, we choose God's ways. And there is more good news, because Jesus uses very ordinary things, ordinary people, and ordinary work to bring heaven close. A seed, yeast, a net, a farmer, a baker, a merchant, planting, buying, baking, fishing. Heaven literally becomes the stuff of earth. And we do not have to be perfect. We do not have to be shiny like the kings and queens of other kingdoms. We don't even have to be successful. We just have to be faithful. And we can trust that this incarnate Jesus meets us with his divine spirit and our ordinary humanity. The challenge does come when we consider more deeply these parables for our time. Consider more specific examples in our current culture. What are the mustard seeds still considered worthless? What is the yeast that needs to be included to make something better? Who is the treasure, the pearl of great price? What does it mean to cast our net far and wide? This morning, many of us viewed a documentary film by Jamar Tisby Productions entitled, Jesus Was a Migrant. in our broken nation that often uses words like aliens and criminals, illegals, and even animals to describe our immigrants in our community, we do well to constantly remind ourselves that Jesus himself was a migrant on the run with his family escaping political violence. And then when Jesus begins his ministry, he so often takes the side of those who are on the margins, those who are suffering, who are forgotten, or who the powerful view as worthless. He even goes so far as to give his everything for those who God says are valuable. The film gives examples of what destroys the kingdom of heaven on earth: racial profiling, the messages of Christian nationalism, the hidden evil of white supremacy. And it reminds us of what we can do in our time to be kingdom creators. We can educate ourselves on behalf of our immigrants who are suffering abuse at the hands of the state. When we take the time to do this, we are seekers of what is valuable. We can speak out for those who have no voice, and in doing so, we protect God's treasure. We must not give up in holding those accountable who have abused and even murdered God's children. We can give as much as we can, and we can also ask God to sort out what is evil. And we can learn from the people in this film who, even amidst their deep suffering, they were still giving thanks to God because they believed that God still loved them, was still providing for them. They have faith in a redemptive God who has the power to always turn things around. Our missions committee here at Broadway is going to be learning more about how to engage with the Prairie Land Detention Center that is very close by in Alvarado. Many of our members have already been protesting there, engaging with the people there, meeting with immigrants who are detained, scared, lonely, and in deep physical distress. They need friendship. They need lawyers. They need people who vote in their favor. They need people who will pray for them by name. Learning more about these treasured people in my own backyard is something I intend to do in the coming months, and hopefully it can create a little more of the kingdom of heaven. Perhaps you'll join me in these efforts. Speaking of joining together, I have one more bit of good news for our work. Recently, I sat in a devotional with our youth group, and the question was posed, how can each one of us create justice in our world? And in that moment, I experienced this familiar, nagging feeling of just being overwhelmed, not sure what I can do or what I need to do to tackle the injustice all around me. But then I looked around the circle, and I saw these amazing youth full of promise and energy, and it dawned on me, I won't be doing this alone. I said to the youth, You know, this work may seem overwhelming, but it is one more reason that we remain part of a church throughout our lives. Because the work of the church is creating justice and joy. And we can do this kind of kingdom work together forever. Thinking back to our conversation with Zach Lambert, I'm reminded of some of the powerful words that he shared with us. We asked him, "What is the good news? What is the gospel?" And Zach answered, "In order for the gospel to be good news, it has to be good news right now. In order for the kingdom of heaven to mean anything to anyone, it has to mean salvation now, flourishing now, love now." And that's what Jesus demonstrates throughout his whole life. This is the good news. This is the gospel. Jesus passionately teaches us that ushering in the kingdom of heaven right now takes someone to help create it. We are the someones, and it is worth giving our everything. And when we give ourselves daily to this calling, then the kingdom of heaven comes near. Amen.